My name is Nyaradzai Gumbondranda. I am a human rights lawyer and general secretary of the World Young Women's Christian Association, the worldwide WCA. I also serve as the African Union Goodwill Ambassador for the campaign to end child marriage. I want to share a few thoughts today around prevention. How can we prevent human trafficking in Zimbabwe? And specifically, this is addressed to the young women or to the women who fall victim to this criminal activity. First, we know that fundamentally people opt to leave the country either for education purposes or for employment to go to other countries. So essentially, the first recommendation is a call out to the Zimbabwean government to create employment opportunities, livelihoods opportunities, and also opportunities for scholarships for women who can then access this within the country. But however, I want to be very concrete in terms of some of the telltale signs and what an individual who receives information or who is approached could do. First is we have to avoid the general syndrome of chindoendao. Let me just go because it's fashionable. People are saying there are opportunities in countries like Kuwait. And a person who gets information to say, look, there are job opportunities in this country, must verify the information. You need to check that the information is authentic. You need to research around you. You need to research the source of the information. You need to research the company or the organization that is providing the facilitation to see that this is legal. Or if you are uncomfortable and you are not sure, it's important to approach organizations that work on women's issues like Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association, the YWCA, Musasa Project, or any other legal organization or women's organization to say you are interested, but you are not sure. They will assist you with the necessary due diligence because it's important to research. It's important to check your facts. It's also important if you are too unsure to approach your immigration office or the police. They are also there to assist. We know that people would have all kind of comments about will we get the services we need, but it's public offices are supposed to provide that information. Thirdly, never send your personal details, especially your ID number, your passport, or your bank details to an address and to people you do not know and that you have not verified that they are correct, because they can use that information to undermine you or to make sure that they are in touch with you and they abuse you or they lure you to come. So it's very important that you don't just generally share your personal details, your identification number, your passport number, your bank details with organizations or individuals that you don't trust and who would just have said, send us the information for us to help you. Before you finalize any application or request, please check whether in that country is an embassy of Zimbabwe. Contact the embassy if you can, or simply get their details. Have their phone number, have their physical address, or if you are able to contact our Minister of Foreign Affairs and ask information whether there is an embassy in that country you are applying to, because it's important that they know, or you can ask them information, or when you arrive and you need assistance, as we have seen in Kuwait, it has been important that Zimbabweans who have problems, they can reach to the embassy. So know who can help you in the country you are going to, or if you know somebody else in that country, make sure that you have the information. Fifthly, it's important to keep copies of all documents. If you receive a letter, if you receive a receipt, whatever you receive, make sure that you photocopy, you put it on the side, and if you are to leave the country, leave it with somebody you trust. Keep the phone number of the person we have been in contact with or their physical address, because if anything happens, we people need to know. Your family needs to know where to reach you, your friends need to know where to reach you, and the government needs to know what was the last contact. So keep copies of the documents and leave a set behind so that people can know how to reach you. And lastly, each one of us can contribute to prevention of human trafficking. Each one of us has a role to play If you have your neighbor's child talking about going to some country, give them advice. If you have somebody in your local church who is approaching these young girls and it's not proper, ask further questions. If you suspect that there is someone you know or some company you know or some organization you know that might be involved in some criminal activity, tell somebody else, tell the police. Do not be afraid, because each one of us can prevent millions of our young women, millions of people from being victims of human trafficking. We all have a role to play, and we all can prevent. What is important is to speak out, to find out, and to connect.